In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Beloved in Christ, on this glorious feast of the resurrection, we meditate upon a mystery that stretches from the prophet to the cross, and from the cross to the life of the church and for eternity. The prophet Zechariah speaks of a day when they will look on him whom they have pierced, and that a fountain shall be opened for the house of David. Living water shall flow. The piercing and the flowing are one mystery, one divine act of love. The prophet Ezekiel saw a vision, water flowing from the right side of the temple, becoming a great river, bringing life wherever it went. What seemed small became abundant. The passive water was alive. This was not merely a vision of water, it was a vision prophesizing our salvation. Who then is the true temple? From where spring this fountain, this living water? Our Lord himself answers, "Destroy this temple, and in the 3 days I will raise it up." He spoke of the temple of his body. Christ is the true temple and the source of the living water. On the cross, when his right side was pierced, there flowed out blood and water, and this fulfillment of the prophecy, the river of the life flowed not from the stone walls of the temple in Jerusalem, but from the pierced side of crucified Lord. This water is not ordinary water. It is the life giving to the world at a substantial cost to redeem humanity. This is the water of baptism in which we are born again. And this is water that washes away sin and restores us to life. This is the work of the Holy Spirit within us, making all things new. Beloved, the river still flows today. It flows into every soul that thirsts. It flows into every heart that repents. It flows into the church, making her alive, pure, and radiant. So, let us come in today, not as a spectator of the resurrection, but as those who thirst for this living water. Let us stand before the cross and look upon him whom we have pierced, not in despair, but in hope. For from his wound comes our healing, from his death comes our life. And today, as we celebrate his resurrection, we proclaim with joy, the river of life has not ceased, and we are made alive in him. Christ is risen. Truly is risen, Christos Anisti, Alithos Anisti, Al-Masih Qam, Bil-Hakikati Qam, Kul Sana Wa Antum Tayyibin, Glory to God forever. Amen.